Ye sons and daughters of the risen Christ, blessed are you, whom God has brought into his household of faith through water and the word, and on this holy day, as well as last Sunday, the holy Christian church throughout the world unites in saying, the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. And because of our risen Lord, God the Father has given you grace, mercy, and peace. Amen. Our text this morning is the first three or four verses of St. John's Gospel in chapter 20. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his sides, and the disciples were glad. This is our text. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Then the same day, Easter, when God the Father raised up the Son who paid in full the ransom for the world's sin, and accepted his death on behalf of yours so that you can live in the forgiveness, life, and salvation that Jesus had won for you and still delivers to you through the gospel. Then the same day at evening, the first day of the week, Sunday, the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled because they were afraid. On the first day in the evening, Christians have no reason to be afraid because of Christ of the day or of the night. The Psalms break out into this kind of wonderful theology. Psalm 74, he writes, "The day, O Lord, is yours, and the night, O Lord, is yours." Psalm 130 says, "O Lord, if I should say about the darkness, and even about the light around me." No, darkness and light are the same, because you have made both. And so even the night shines as the day. And the darkness and the light, they're both alike to you, O Lord. Therefore, I will not be afraid, for thou art with me. And the sun shall not hurt me by day, nor the moon by night, which can only mean, no matter what happens during the day or even at night, thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. This is because God the Father has raised the Son, and now everything in the world is in his hands and at his feet. And as Ephesians and Philippians both tell us, God now rules the world through Christ in the interest of his church. And so those that right wrongly say and call her Mother Earth, oh, the earth, we're destroying it. We're going to collapse and take away everything. Not so fast. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And so we have nothing to fear. Doesn't mean that we're not good stewards, of course. But those things that go bump in the night and those scary things, even during the daylight hours, Christ has overcome and cannot interfere nor harm your faith. It's that solid because the Father has raised the Son. Therefore, I will not be afraid. Just two little words in the first part of our text. The day and the evening, Christ reigns in both for you. The first day of the week, which is Sunday, and from time and eternity, that's why Christians gather together on Sunday. Although we've got 1,000 things to do, we have one place, and as they say, a reason to get dressed up and someone to meet. And that is the words of our Savior, whose house this is. This is my Father's house. And sons and daughters belong in their Father's house. We who hunger and thirst for God to come to us, exactly as He's promised in His Word, in His Supper, in baptism, in the consolation and comfort of the brethren, in His Word of forgiveness that Jesus bequeathed and gave to the church on Easter of all days. Tell the world their sins are forgiven. That's Christianity. That's the heart and soul of who Jesus is and the Father and the Holy Ghost. And that's what lies inside of each one of His children. To tell the world the glad tidings of great joy. Christ is risen. We're no longer dead in our trespasses and sins. So now we can go in peace according to His Word. Not emotions, not experiences. They don't trump Christ's Word. They tend to climb up and try to take His seat, but Christ shoves them over and says, no, there is only one King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Father has bequeathed and given that to me. And so Christians around the world carve out, with the help of God, Sunday, this day. Why? Because the Lord has risen on this day. Paul makes note and doesn't excuse, but says that for the Christian, every day is a holy day. And since Jesus has fulfilled even the third commandment and our breaking of it, He's also hallowed the third commandment for us. And by giving us faith, as Luther writes in his explanation of the third commandment, we should fear and love God that we may not despise His Word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. This is that day that Jesus was raised from the dead. And God calls one and all into His church, but as Christians, we know that this is our Father's house. We have a home. We have a Word that cannot be taken away. And Jesus speaks to our fears, even like the disciples who were gathered again, well, for the first time, behind locked doors. And He comes in their midst and offers them what His body won for them and you on the cross. Peace. Not peace as the world gives, Jesus says, but the peace between us sinners and a holy God. As we sang at the very beginning of the church year, at the announcement of God cradled in human flesh, God and sinners reconciled. That's our Savior. We have but only one, and we will not follow another. And His primary objective is to place into our ears God's mercy on account of Jesus. And the disciples were glad to hear that word and then to see not a ghost, not a phantom, not someone invisible, but flesh and blood, someone who has redeemed even our humanity, our bodies, together with our souls. And it made them glad. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
But here we are, and it seems like it's, at least it did for me, maybe because I was off this week, like Easter was a long time ago. It was just last Sunday. But lots of things happen from one Lord's Day to the next. And probably like you, also within me, being a Christian is not overcoming. No, we'll save that for the Thursday night group. No, being a Christian is trusting that Jesus will assuage and take away all anxiety, all fear, all guilt, all sin, all iniquity, all trespasses. They all hung on me so that you can go in peace, without fear, without guilt, without shame. From the first time God brought you into the Christian church through water and the Word until you breathe your last in the faith, knowing you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Because Jesus on Easter said, "And where I go, there you will be also. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. My Father's house are many mansions." If it weren't true, I wouldn't say it. And so I'm going to prepare a place for you. And having finished reconciling us with the Father through His blood, not your effort, nobody bargains, but solely on account of the Christ, the one is set aside by the Father. Jesus said, "Now I go to my God and to your God, my Father and to your Father." So Christianity is still about God reconciling us to the Father and bringing us into the household of faith where He has firmly established a relationship with us and all Christians throughout the world. Therefore, I will not be afraid. It's His word that always trumps the devil, the world, and our own flesh. In the words of the psalmist, he writes about the believer and says, "Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, you who have been gifted with God's salvation. Sing to Him a new song, because He has taken away all your fear. He has removed any reason for you to hide behind a rock like our first parents did." No, God, in fact, is our light and our salvation. There's resurrection images there. "So who shall I fear? Whom? Because the Lord is the strength of my life. So of whom shall I be afraid?" Paul does the same in Romans 8. What can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our resurrected Lord. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus." Romans 8. If there's any chapter to memorize in the New Testament, it's 8. Sins forgiven, peace with God, fear removed. "Even my enemies, they're Christ foes, and He's knocked them all down, and they will stumble, and they will fall." And as we heard a couple of Sundays ago, "And at the end, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth, both visible and invisible." And that happens on the last day, by the way, not while we are here this side of eternity. But on the last day, Christ's will bow willingly. The ungodly and those that have rejected Him, they will still bow, knowing that He was my Savior, but it was me who turned from Him. So even that fear is removed from us because Christ has promised to keep you steadfast and firm in the grace and knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. No, your heart will not be afraid. And even if a war should rise up against me, I will be confident because Christ is my conqueror. And it's those little wars that battle inside. Paul rages and talks about the sin in me. He doesn't justify it, but he talks about that civil war that goes back and forth. This is our Christian life, dying and rising, turning away from Jesus and turning back to Christ, trusting in His promises, turning away from His promises. Who can deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God who gives me the victory, gift, grace, present through my Lord Jesus Christ. And it's His words that make me confident and take away all my fear, all knowledge of judgment, all fear of God. That's why the psalmist breaks out and says, "This one thing I ask and I seek all my life, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Jesus shows up to the disciples when they're afraid, shows him his hands, his side. They saw the thorn prints on his forehead. The presence of God in Christ is what all of us seek, to be back, reconciled with the Savior, with our Father. So even the Old Testament believers were very mindful of this. "For in the time of trouble He will hide me, and He will set me up high on a rock, and He will lift up my head, and all my enemies will be below me as they are below Him. You have been my help, O Lord. You've promised never to forsake me. You are the God of my salvation. And even if my mother and father might leave me, well, the Lord will care for me. I would have lost heart, O God, unless I have believed, unless I would have seen and heard of your goodness in the house of the Lord." So it's no accident that Jesus shows up in the midst of the disciples when they are sad, and then he replaces that with great joy and gladness. It's a divine gift God gives us. Oh, the devil loves us to be sullen and to be bitter and grumpy and break the eighth commandment. But Christ no longer lives inside of us. He's been cast out from the day of our baptism, and He lives inside. And He takes care of the house of our heart. And He leads us. And He speaks words of comfort into us so that we can join with the psalmist and say, "I am so glad to be in the house of the Lord. And forever with the Lord." Psalm 33 says, "I rejoice in the presence of my God. I sing to my God with great joy, sins forgiven. I rejoice in the Lord. I will praise you, and I will gather together with the upright, the saints, because praise to you is so beautiful. And I will sing to God with instruments, and I will make melody to Him, and I will sing this new song, this resurrection song, skillfully and with great joy, because the word of the Lord is right and true and firm and lasting and joyful." Yes, this is the same word that made the heavens and the earth. This is the same word that raised up the sun. This is the same word that spoke faith into me. And stand sure. So my soul will be satisfied and satiated with the presence of God. Yes, my soul will wait for the Lord, and my heart will rejoice in Him. And I will sing of your mercy until the day I see you with my new body face to face. How my heart yearns within me for the day of resurrection. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard and keep you with Christ until the day of his coming. Amen.